This is 88.5 WFTD News. I'm Neil Charnoff. As the High Point market wraps up this week, we take a look at where it's been these last several years. The market struggled during the recession, as did the Las Vegas furniture market. But then a businessman with a long history in North Carolina made a high-stakes deal that rescued them both. The company International Market Centers was born. The Triad Business Journal's Katie Arcieri reported on the man behind IMC. She tells Emily McCord that High Point was in fierce competition with the Las Vegas market before he came along.
The recession really changed almost everything back in 2008. When that hit, both markets really started to see decline. Actually, some properties in High Point went into foreclosure. The Las Vegas market started to be under a lot of financial stress as well. So suddenly, you know, these two rival furniture markets were both, you know, struggling at the same time.
Okay, so it's the recession. Things are looking kind of sour, economically speaking. What changed the fortune?
Well, there's a local furniture executive named Bob Marisit, who has been in North Carolina for years and years, and he saw an opportunity to basically buy up the showroom, major showroom assets of both markets. His idea was, both of these markets are in financial distress. Why don't we raise money to buy the core showroom assets of both furniture markets and reinvest in them to make them better?
How does one take two competitors and then make them work together?
That was sort of the business proposition. And that was sort of the outside of the box thinking. He wanted to make sure that both of them were separate entities that had their own specific growth strategies. And that's actually worked out really well. I mean, Las Vegas, you know, it's been completely reinvented under IMC. It's really focusing on a growing home decor and gift market that's west of the Mississippi, whereas the High Point market is more than a century old, and it's also really focused on, you know, home furnishings, beds, dressers, case goods, things like that.
These private equity firms then started investing in both the markets. What was the result there?
Well, the result really was a huge boon for the High Point market. They've reinvested millions of dollars in the High Point market showroom properties, put new roofs on, abated asbestos, created better wayfinding for exhibitors and buyers, improved customer service, things like greeters and, you know, clean bathrooms, you know, little things that really make a difference when people are spending a lot of money to come here for a few days to see a bunch of buyers.
So far, then, this seems to be something that's really benefited the High Point market. But take me back a little bit to when this deal was going on. What was the local reaction to it?
Sure. Well, even Bob has said that back in 2011, there was skepticism in the Triad about, well, what is this going to mean? They associated Bob Marisit with the Las Vegas market. He'd been a supporter and attendee of the High Point market for some 30 years. So he made it a real point to explain and educate people that, you know, these are going to be two separate markets with two separate growth strategies that are going to be in a complementary position, as opposed to being competitors. And that's kind of taken a while, but I think that people have seen that, you know, you wouldn't invest millions of dollars in an asset just to diminish it.
And this company, IMC, is now looking to go public.
Right. Actually, they pursued an initial public offering late last year. The idea is, when you're owned by a private equity firm, you know, the money has a lifespan. So generally, that's 5 to 7 years before the private equity firms have an exit strategy and want to move on to the next investment. But IMC actually has postponed that IPO. And part of that is because they tested the market and they didn't like the valuation for the stock. That was from $12 to $14. And they really felt like the company was worth more. So why sell a portion of the company if you're not going to get the price that you want? They're very patient about this. Nobody's really in a hurry. They're only 4.5 years into this deal. So there's a lot of runway time. And the company is very financially solid. So they don't have to do anything that's not fiscally prudent or responsible.
What could this public offering mean for IMC down the road?
Well, it could actually mean a lot more capital. It could mean the ability to gain a lot more money. And then it would also mean that Bain and Oaktree would be rewarded for their investment in this. So, you know, a lot of private equity companies are looking to get that payoff. And so this is one way to do that with a public structure. So it could mean millions more dollars for investments in both markets.
I've been speaking with Katie Arcieri from the Triad Business Journal. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.